How do you feel about working on some of the things that you wanted to refine after the scrimmage?
I think okay. You know, what we really are working on is cleaning things up more than anything else. Nothing dramatic as far as scheme or things like that, but just being a little more precise, being a little more disciplined, being sharper, making sure our depths are on offense are enough, angles on defense are what they should be. And the coaches and players, let's just tighten this thing up just a little bit. So that's what we're doing now.
You get Babineau back today.
Yeah.
Where do you think he's going to end up helping you?
You know, Mike, he's going to start out at corner. But, you know, he has played safety. He's in the nickel and dime defenses, has been. So, but he's going to start out at corner, and we're going to kind of ease him into it. He, you know, his legs are good, I think, and then, you know, he had his shoulder has come back, so he's ready to go now.
Is it fair to say that he can maybe compete for that job with Kelly and Kelly?
Sure. I would say it's fair to say. Now he's lost a lot of practice time, so it'd be hard, but I'm not discounting or throwing anything out now. It's too early. You know, we'll see.
Mike, considering all the injuries at wide receivers, is it becoming a more interesting situation for you? Are you, obviously, a lot of guys get more reps than they normally would.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to play into the big picture, or do you have to maintain perspective over the guys who aren't playing right now?
Well, I think whether you're talking about wide receivers or any position at this particular point, you know, the injured guys, we know some of the injured fellows are known quantities to us. They come in and we know what they can do, and so their roster position, and they're not really doing, they just got to get ready to play. The competition remains the same. What it has allowed us to do is get, and the player to do, is get a lot more looks. And then if we were didn't know enough about a player, we're learning a lot about them now. And so that's what's happening.
Are you learning more about Burleson because of that? Because he becomes obviously the main guy right now, focusing, and you want him to see what he could do in this offense.
Yeah,
you get more out of him because of the situation.
Well, we it's a good thing for him. I think we know who Nate is and what he can do. I don't think there's ever been a question about that. But this is good for him because he's been able to play a couple of positions. He's been having probably a little more reps than he would have had before, and that's all good for him.
How do you look at the wide receiver position in general? Is that problematic? Is it nice to have so many guys that can realistically see some time?
No, it's good. I mean, it's good. The bigger the pile, you know, it's the better it is for us. And then we just have to hopefully make intelligence decisions at the end.
Sean, can you talk about your approach with Sean? I know you helped him out this scrimmage because he showed me good.
No, just things like that. You know, I mean, I'm not going to. He'll play. You know, he's got to play in the games and get ready and get hit around a little bit. But you know, I don't have to see him do a lot of things. I've seen him do a lot of things. So, and with running backs in particular, he needs to get banged around a little bit. But we're going to keep him fresh for the season.
With Peterson and Hamlin back and Kelly Jennings, is it even faster defense than it was last year?
I think overall it is, yeah.
How is that going to benefit you guys?
Well, I think anytime you have great team speed on defense, you have a chance to be much better. Defense is very much about speed, reaction and speed. And our guys, we have good team speed on defense.
You had mentioned last week that Stevens could be coming back. I think you said next week. What does
Wednesday.
That mean?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
He's going to practice Wednesday. What's the day? Monday?
Yeah,
Wednesday.
You got to be a little excited about that.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I mean, he feels, you know, it's interesting. I talked to him today, and he's a little uncertain, but he's uncertain because he hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
As far as our training staff, and he's ready to come back, and we'll ease him into it, though. But he's ready to come back.
Today with the ones on defense, Nico ran in the middle for a while. Is that just a routine thing, or was Lofa banged up?
No, Lofa's not banged up, but we're going to get Nico. Nico's going to get a chance to play a lot Saturday.
Okay.
So we're just giving him a little more time.
And Darby?
Okay, Darby's okay. He got kicked. I told him, you know, when his football career is over, I got a guy in Hollywood that can help him.
Third quarterback
battle. I mean, it hurt. No, I don't minimize. It hurt. And he told me, hey, Coach, it hurt. I know it hurts, but everyone was nervous. Don't make me nervous.
Third quarterback battle. You enjoying watching that? You enjoying seeing these two guys kind of go at it a little bit?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's. I don't want to minimize the position. You need one. And they don't get a lot of reps. So my message to them is make them count. And, you know, there's not a lot to choose between the two of them right now. So, and then Travis, you know, he is getting whatever time he gets. So we'll see. They'll play in the preseason games, and that'll be a big test for them.
How will you break that down in the first preseason game, same as every year?
Yeah, pretty much. We'll have that meeting. I asked the coaches to put together that for me by Wednesday night, so I'll have that for you by Thursday.
Anyone else coming back this week off the injuries? You mentioned Stevens.
No. I think the first preseason game, and then the other fellas, there's a group of them, Wistrom, Tafoya, those guys, we're still targeting the third preseason game.
Does Stevens have a preseason game?
Wednesday. He'll be practicing Wednesday.
Game-wise?
I don't know. We'll have to see how he does.
Other tight ends, I mean, you got to be happy with what you've seen out of them so far.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Mealy is, we know what he can do. And then the other guys are big, tall, strong guys who are getting a chance to play a lot, and it's, they're competing. That's all I can say. And we will reserve judgment until the end. That'll be one of those calls right at the end.
Patrick, I came in late. Forgive me if we already asked you, but it looks like you're getting on them a little bit out there.
Me?
just a tad bit. What's going on the field? What's the feelings going on out
there? Well, I think it's. I'm very pleased with how the guys are practicing. We had one day where I thought, you know, they kind of were not into it the way I'd like them into it. Today I was just enjoying practice and getting kind of competitive myself, so that's okay. I got to get blood circulating a little bit.
Are they at where you want them to be at right now?
No, never. You know, I mean, but that's a coach. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and they're never where I want them to be. But that's what training camp's all about. You know, you get them ready to play the games and then do the best you can in the games.
Mike, Jennings' position is more playmaking, but have you noticed any evidence of intelligence?
Well, he does fine that way. I mean, his retention and how he handles meetings and what we're doing on the field is good. So that I think that's a strength of his.
Do you feel good that it's hot now? The heat's back here, and I mean, obviously not when you're after you're in it, but while you're in it, does it make a better practice?
Well, I think it's as long as the guys stay hydrated and we're smart with how we practice them and give them a couple breaks in there. I think when it's a little bit warmer, I think their muscles loosen up better. I think they're more fluid. I think it's okay. But then they must maintain their hydration and those types of things. That's a big deal.
Anything else? Thanks.
Okay.